Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, and we're coming to you today exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We have a great show with a wonderful guest who is extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic, if you want to be the best, if you want the best out of 2023, you have to be better. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a transformational leadership coach, an author. He's the host of Super Fantastic Exchange, and he's also the director of operational initiatives at Steadfast Management, the fabulous Gary Gregory. Welcome, Gary.
Dr. Paul Marks, man, I can't thank you enough for having me on the show, sir. I sure appreciate any chance to get to talk to you.
Well, you know, you always come to the show with great insights, and you bring the receipts for our audience. So you're always welcome on the show. But this is kind of an interesting topic. We're at the beginning of the new year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you want the best out of 2023, you have to be better. And you've kind of broken mm-hmm. that down into four different sections, resolutions, expectations, focus, and serving others. Why don't we start with resolutions? What's your take on that?
Oh, absolutely. And you know, just the big picture thing is, if you want the best, a lot of us, you know, we expect things to happen to us. But I contend that if you want the best, you have to be the best, you have to be better, and you have to give to get. And so one of the things that I talk about or that I'd like to share is resolutions. And I want to share with some ideas on how regional, district, and community managers can create better resolutions, because if you don't spend time creating better resolutions, then you essentially are setting yourself up for failure and frustration. So I want to give everyone some tools and some thoughts and ideas on how they can create better resolutions so they can be successful and they can be better. So before I get started in sharing my things, I wanted to share some statistics. So I reviewed Inside Out Mastery's got a great website, and they had some numbers and percentages that were a little scary, if you will. And they contend, or they did some research, that 43% of all people expect to fail their resolutions before February. Mm. And one of the key words in there is expect to fail. And that's kind of a scary word, that, you know, people are creating these resolutions and yet they're expecting that they're going to fail, which is a little scary. And then they go on to share that almost 1 in 4 quit within the first week. I mean, that's absolutely unheard of. And, you know, and it's hard for me to think that, you know, hey, I want to do something, I want to create some resolution, but you know what, I'm going to quit within 5 or 7 days. And then they round out saying that 9% of people that create resolutions see it through. And that's telltale sign, saying 91% of people don't follow through on their resolutions. Now, they go on to say why. Why are these people not following through on their resolutions? And Inside Out Mastery has this cool little pie chart. And 35% explain that they lose motivation. 19% are just too busy to make themselves better. And then 18% are changing their goals, changing their priorities. And that's just, you know, that's why they're explaining people are failing. And I want to kind of share something. I know I may make a few people upset with this, but the Just Do It, Nike's little, you know, logo of Just Do It. I think that culture, that mindset sets a lot of people up for failure. Mm. Because what it's doing is people are wanting to do things before they develop or prepare themselves to do it. So I want to kind of caution people with that Just Do It mentality, that Just Do It mindset. Love Nike. Nike's a great company. But set yourself up for success. Don't just do things before you prepare yourself. So I want to share a little story with you. I was a community manager for a great company for 9 years. I had a successful community, a team. Everything on paper looked great. Man, I was transferring from one community to another. The numbers looked great. Online reviews were positive. Residents were happy. My supervisor was happy. I was that community manager, right? And in my head, I was like, man, I want to get promoted. And this was all in my head, but I never did. And I didn't know why I wasn't getting promoted. I just assumed that it would happen, right? I just assumed I would get promoted because I was that community manager. So I want to share with you four things that I did, plus a bonus. I'm going to throw in a bonus for you guys, free of charge, of what I did and what you can do as a regional manager, district manager, community manager, even assistant, lead consultant, whatever position you're in, that you can do to get yourself to the next level and create better resolutions. First one is deeply understand your why. That was a big question. Like, you just kind of assume, I know why I want to get promoted, but why do you want to get promoted, or why do you want to accomplish this goal? Why do you want to change? What's your motivation? And so let's kind of go through this example, as you know, from my story, saying, hey, you know, let's set your goal. Your resolution is to get promoted. Now, the second thing you want to do after you truly understand why you want to get promoted, in this example, start setting a specific goal. You know, create that SMART goal. We all have heard about that SMART goal: specific, measurable, attainable, relatable, and timely. So start setting that SMART goal. So it could look like getting promoted to the next position, or it could look like, you know, maintaining occupancy through the year, or it could look like, you know, exceeding budgets. You know, it could look like something, but it has to be something very specific. So again, we'll continue on this example of, let's say, getting promoted, you know, from community manager to district manager, or regional manager to VP or director, or even Lisa consultant to assistant. Whatever that goal promotion may be, set that specific goal using those SMART goals. And then the third thing I want to share with you guys is set supporting goals. What are some things that you need to do along the way? And I'll share with you, one of the biggest things that helped me along the way was raising my hand. That's right. As simple as that, raising my hand, telling my supervisor that I wanted to get promoted was the biggest first supporting goal that I did. I planned it out. And then I started joining committees. I started learning more. I took my own time and my own initiative to start learning more and living those things out so that I could get promoted. I prepared myself. I was a great CM, but I never got promoted until I started getting myself ready for the promotion. And that's what supporting goals does for you, is it gets you ready for the next level. So you want to get yourself ready before you get to that next level, and those supporting goals will help you get there. The fourth thing is document habits, right? This is kind of a weird one. If you guys have ever read Atomic Habits by James Clear, start documenting habits. What are you doing each day to make it happen? What value are you adding to each day? This is such a great self-accountability piece that helps you grow to the next level. So if you're not documenting these things, then you know what? There may be some extended period of times that you just never do those things to help your supporting goals, to help your main goal, and to get you to that next level or get you to that resolution. And now I'm going to share with you guys the bonus topic, right? Bonus topic for setting better resolutions, for setting yourself up for success, for being better so that you can get the best out of this year, is I encourage each and every one of you guys to connect with an alignment, connect maybe with a mentor, or connect with a coach. Now, what does that look like? What's an alignment? What's a mentor? What's a coach? What are the differences between those three? Well, I'll tell you, an alignment is somebody that you trust. An alignment is somebody that you know, doesn't have to be in the same industry, doesn't have to be in the, you know, the same level as you, but somebody that is you trust, somebody that is going to call you out when you start making boneheaded decisions or boneheaded moves. But get an alignment that you can eliminate your spirit of offense and give them permission to support you, to call you out, to help you along your way to get to your goal. Now, mentor is somebody that has gone through what you're wanting to go through. They've got that experience. That's the kind of person that you want to emulate, that you want to follow. Maybe this person was a community manager, is now, you know, gone through the ranks and now is a VP, and you want to follow a similar path. So connecting with a mentor is a great way to say, hey, I want to pick your brain to figure out how you went along that path to get to where you are today. And they'll give you advice that you can absorb, you can take, and you can add it to your supporting goals to get you to where you want to go. And then finally, find a coach. A coach doesn't necessarily have to be that person that has gone through the things you want to go through. Maybe it's not somebody that's personally close to you, but it's somebody that is smart enough to ask you the right questions. Somebody that's going to challenge you and make you think more and better than what you're doing right now. And that coach is going to call you out as well. They're going to ask you those great questions to help you get to where you want to do. So a regional district manager, community manager, assistant manager, you can get to where you want to go. You can create better resolutions, but you have to understand your why, set your main goal, your specific goal, set supporting goals so that you can get yourself better, so that you can get to where you want to go, document those habits, and then the added bonus, connect with an alignment, a mentor, and coach. I wish I'd known these things when I was a community manager for 9 years, but now I know it, and I'm moving along.
That is all great input and advice, and we're going to break it here and be back with our next segment where we're going to talk about expectations. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we're discussing the topic of, if you want the best out of 2023, you have to be better. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a transformational leadership coach, an author. He's the host of the Super Fantastic Exchange, and he's also the director of operational initiatives at Steadfast Management, the wonderful Gary Gregory. But before we get back into the conversation, I want to let our listeners know if you'd like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to the archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Gary, in the first segment, you really went into depth on resolutions and why they fail, and how to keep better resolutions and reach the goals that you set. But you also had said that expectations are important, and that you'd said that we sometimes get those backwards. Can you explain that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think a lot of us, you know, myself included, we would get expectations backwards. And what I mean by that is we end up creating higher expectations of the people that we support, that we supervise, than we have for ourselves. And, you know, a lot of us, you know, run by default, and we just assume that we're kind of holding ourselves to higher expectations. But I found myself that I, you know, when I was in a community manager role, when I was in a regional district manager role, I wasn't, man, I was holding my team to a higher expectation than I was of myself. And when I realized I was doing it backwards, I made a big change. And Paul, I was doing some research on this as well, and BetterUp.com has a great information about the benefits of flipping that thought process of changing where your expectations are. And you got to have higher expectations of yourself than the people around you. And the benefits from that is greater self-awareness, better goal setting, a growth mindset, increased self-confidence, and better motivation. I mean, if you simply flip that script, holding yourself to higher expectations than the people around you, those are your benefits. I mean, I think that is absolutely amazing. Who wouldn't want those benefits in their own life, in their own career, maybe even personal relationships, by just flipping that script a little bit? Now, I'm going to share with you a little bit of story. I'm going to tell on myself of some of my failures along the way. And this is kind of where I ended up, you know, flipping my script on the expectations and not going being backwards and kind of flipping it around. So I mentioned that my goal was to get promoted. And guess what? I got promoted eventually. I transitioned to another company. I got a raise. You know, I had a great new supervisor. They were great. They were helpful and supportive. Everything was amazing. It was super. And then, through my own fault, I almost got fired after getting promoted. I mean, it was gut-wrenching. And it was the reason for that was I never updated my own expectations. And that was such a gut punch that it really had me do a self-assessment, a self-inventory to figure out, okay, what am I missing? And thankfully, I had a great supervisor that helped me along in this journey to update my expectations. But again, I'm just telling on myself, I got promoted. I thought I was doing well until I got punched in the gut and almost got fired. And it was the best thing that ever happened to me. So if my old supervisor is listening to me, thank you so much for punching me in the gut with that that almost firing of me. But so how did I do this? How did I flip my expectations? So I started kind of looking into this and took the feedback from my supervisor to heart. And I realized I needed to model the leadership that I expect my team to have. And so if I walked into one of my communities and I didn't model that leadership, then how can I expect my team to model it as well? So I had to be better so they could be better. And so I'm going to share with you guys three things plus another bonus. That's right. I'm giving you guys another bonus. I just love giving away free stuff. So the first thing that I had to do was I had to start working on myself, right? I realized that I had to start improving. I had to start learning and improving the skills that I had. And, you know, I had to ask myself a question, would I want to follow me? And that was a big question. I was like, you know, I was walking into the communities, and I'd walk out of the communities after, you know, spending some time there. And I asked myself the question, would I want to follow me? And sometimes the answer, well, again, a lot of times the answer was no. And I realized that I couldn't be a better supervisor until I started expecting more from me. So I started working on myself. I started learning more. I started setting the goals, if you will. I took that my own recommendation, and I started setting goals. And I connected with alignments. I started connecting with people, and I worked on myself. Now, the second thing I started doing with my teams to help create a better expectation was I was really clear about my expectations. And it sounds simple, but a lot of us walk into our teams, our environments, and we assume they know what we want them to do, right? We just have that assumption. But we have to make sure we're communicating with our teams as well as we can, and they really need to know what they need to do. We can't assume. We got to be very clear and make sure they understand directly and clearly and concisely what the expectations are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the third thing that we that I worked on to create better expectations of myself was being open and transparent. And this was an extremely difficult one for me, to be open and transparent, because I started off as a new supervisor being very proud, being very, almost arrogant, if you will. But it was a real punch in the gut, like I said earlier, when my supervisor caught up with me and almost fired me. And I realized I really needed to be open and transparent with my team. If I made a mistake, I had to own it, right? If I made a mistake, I had to share with them what the mistake was, how I owned it, and what I did to fix it. And that was like a huge revelation. Then that was the expectation for me. And the greatest thing that came from that was there was confidence and trust in my team that if they made a mistake, that they could open up and be transparent with me in return. And that was the flip of the expectations, that if I was open and transparent and shared with them my issues, my mistakes, and what I was doing to fix it, then they in turn felt comfortable. They had the trust in me that they could share the same thing. And that was just a huge, huge game changer when it came to flipping the script on expectations. Now, the bonus. This is the bonus thing that I want to share with everybody, and this is something that created such a neat expectation and a different confidence in the team around me, was help your teams get promoted, right? Not only do you want to get promoted as a in your career, and you're doing all these things to get promoted, you're setting goals and everything that you can do to get promoted, but on your journey, you want to make sure you're helping your team get promoted. Because I promise you, if you become a leadership factory, then you're going to be looked at as that go-to person. You're going to be looked at as the next person in line to get the promotion if you're helping other people get promoted. And you want to do everything in your power to include them on your journey of growth. And your expectations is not to climb on anybody's back, as your expectation should be to be the ladder. And I'm stealing from, there's some great people out there. Michael Brown talks about these things, and he's been a great example to me. Mike Wolber is a great example that he does the very same thing, is helping the team get promoted faster than what, you yourself got promoted, because you become that leadership factory, and that is such an incredible thing that you can do. So the bonus, help your team get promoted. That's a flip in your expectations, Paul. I'm telling you, that's a win-win there.
And we only have about 30 seconds left, but when you start helping people get promoted and you start getting noticed as that go-to person, you're also going to end up being that mentor, ultimately, for people down the road.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, like that mentor that I talked about earlier, that, people will start looking to you saying, hey, I want to be where that person's at. How did they get there? And then you become that mentor to help them along that journey, because you've taken a very similar journey as they want to take.
Fantastic. Well, we are going to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages, where we're going to talk a little bit about focus. So you've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to RevLMC.com to find out more. That's RevLMC.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials, or maybe you're worried about a pending audit? Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and AppFolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
We're back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we're discussing the topic of, if you want the best out of 2023, you have to be better. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a transformational leadership coach, an author. He's the host of the Super Fantastic Exchange, and he's also the Director of Operational Initiatives at Steadfast Management, the fantastic Gary Gregory. But first, I want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. REV, the leasing management company. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security needs. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Gary, right before we ended that segment where we talked about expectations, we talked about resolutions in the first segment, I mentioned we're going to talk about focus. Tell us a little bit about focus.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. So focus is one of those curious topics that I think a lot of us, you know, don't realize our focus gets moved around based on the, you know, the soup du jour, if you will. But think about it like this. Have you ever been looking for a new car, right? And a lot of us have you know, shopped around for the new car. And what typically happens when you're shopping for a new car, right? We start driving down the road, and what do we see on the road? All that we see is that exact same car, that exact same color car that we're looking for, right? That's mm-hmm. the only thing that we see on the road. Now, also think about it as well. When you're on site, you start expecting angry residents, right? Just for whatever reason, you know, life happens, work happens, and you start having that expectation that you're going to have an angry resident today, right? And guess what happens? It seems like every other visitor or every other phone call is that angry resident. And why is that? Why is it when we're shopping for a car, that's the only car that we see on the road? And then when we're expecting angry residents, that's all that we see throughout that day, throughout that week? Well, the reason for that is because we're focusing on it. We're focusing on something, and when we start focusing on something, that's what we find through all the noise, through all the distractions, through all the things that are going on through the day. What we focus on is what we find. So what we got to do, if we were expecting the best out of 2023, we have to create a better focus. And when we shift our focus to what really matters, it creates a huge difference. And again, I'm going to tell on myself. I'm going to tell another story, Paul, that beginning of the year, and, you know, budget workshop was far behind me, and the budget was set. It was a fresh year. I had no variances on my budget. I was ready to go, right? So January started. I had my budget in hand. I had my Excel spreadsheets, all my notes and everything, and I was going gangbusters on the January budget with my team. Man, it was all numbers and percentage points and dollar signs. That's all that I was focused on with my team when January rolled around when I was a community manager. And I realized after some time that as I was only focused on the budget, that I was missing what was really important. I was missing out on some vital components of being a community manager. And when I found that balance, I started focusing on my team first, and that made all the difference. I mean, it was a huge shift, a huge change in the way I came about my focus. Now, don't get me wrong, the numbers were important and, you know, the maintaining the budget, but I had the wrong focus. And so I want to share some statistics with you. Man, I got to get better at saying that word, Paul. One of these days, I'm going to get better. But there's a great article in Forbes. It talks about results or people. And there's a statistics that they share that a leader who focuses a balance on people and results are seen as great leaders, get this, Paul, 72% of the time. And that, for me, is mind-blowing. So here you've got a leader that is not only focused on their team, but is also focused on the results. And their team, because this leader is balanced in their focus, is viewing them as a great leader 72% of the time. I'd take those odds any day. And so it's important to know that, you know, what you focus on and maintain balance is how you get the best out of your team by being better with your approach, better with your focus. And that is what makes a huge world of difference. It's just like looking for the car when you're looking for that angry resident. If you're looking for great things to happen, if you're balancing that focus on your team and the results, your team's going to look at you as a great leader 72% of the time, and that is like a huge win. So I'm going to share with you two things, Paul. I'm going to share everyone that's listening here, two things that you can do to adjust your focus. First one, people first, right? Even though we've got a lot of things to do, we've got reports, we've got budgets, we've got residents, we've got all the things that all of us have to do on site, which 100% I agree with you, they're important. What I want to challenge you with is people first are more important than those things. Build the relationships with your team. Build the trust with your team. Know them. Know what's important to them. Know what inspires them. When you spend time with your team, then what they'll do is they'll start viewing you as a great leader, and they'll start wanting to do more for their leadership or the goals that are set out there. So spending time with your team, building the relationships, it builds trust. And then one of the cool things that you can do, and there's a great book by Dr. Gary Chapman, is understanding their appreciation language. And if you focus on that team member's appreciation language, again, people first, and the book by Dr. Gary Chapman is The Five Appreciation Languages in the Workplace. If you have a chance, go check out that book. It's absolutely incredible. But get to know their appreciation language, and it will make a world of difference. Your focus on people first will really, really make a positive change. And then the second thing after people is task second. So you put your focus in order and you balance it, people first, task second. It creates such an amazing balance in your focus, and you focus on those good things. Now, within task second, of course, you want to make sure you're focused on, you know, the things that need to get done, but you also want to focus on individual goals. So focus on your team, just like I talked about individual, you know, people first, but focus on what's important to your team members. Do they want to get promoted? Start asking those questions. Do they want to join an association or go to a conference? Maybe they want to read a book or run a marathon, right? start asking those questions. What are their goals? And I promise you that task will take care of itself. The second thing within task is team goals. All right. So you know what's important to your people. You got to know what's important to the team, right? So start asking them what's going on here at the community. What does the budget look like? What do we have to do as a team? What are our metrics? What does our KPIs look like? And start understanding that. And I talked about it earlier about setting clear expectations, right? So if the team doesn't know what they're headed towards, they don't know what they're focused on, then they're just going to be aimlessly rambling about doing what they think they need to do. So just like I talked about the expectations, be clear about your expectations. That's part of the team goals. And then you also want to include in that conversation is your company goals. What is the big picture? How can you contribute to the big picture, right? Company goals are typically long-term, so you want to know what you as a community or you as a portfolio can do to support the company goals. And I think that's a really big thing. Again, it all goes back to being clear about your expectations, flipping those a little bit, and helping the company as a whole, helping the team, helping the individuals. And that's the task that you'll find that kind of merges in to people first. And when you focus on those two things, people first, task second, then you truly do have a balanced focus. And 72% of your team, and I bet probably 99% of the team of the people listening to this podcast will be seen as great leaders by their team because they have a balanced focus.
You know, and I think all of that is important. And just one question, what happens when your focus changes just because of circumstances? How do you get back on target?
Yeah. Absolutely. So it's always great to come back and do a reassessment of what your goals are. And we talked about it in the first segment about resolution, setting your goals. What is your main goal? You always want to have those so that you know what your focus should be. So periodically, whether you're doing one-on-one coaching, whether you're looking at your budget, you always want to go back to what your focus should be, could be, and get your people on board, people first, and then start working on the task second. So that's a great question because I know we all get distracted. There's so many things going on. But if you never lose focus, you always keep that focus in mind and balance, people first, task second, then no matter what distractions come up, you'll get back to it.
Perfect. All right. Well, we're going to leave it here. We're going to be back in our next segments to talk about serving others. And after these messages, we'll be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we're discussing the topic of, if you want the best out of 2023, you have to be better. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a transformational leadership coach, an author. He is the host of the Super Fantastic Exchange, and he's also the Director of Operational Initiatives at Steadfast Management, the awesome Gary Gregory. So, Gary, in the last segment, we discussed focus, and the first segment before that was expectations, and prior to that, the first segment was resolutions, and you want to talk in this segment about serving others. Tell us a little bit about what that means.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Again, Dr. Paul, I want to thank you again for allowing me to be part of the show here with you. And it's always great to hear your introduction. It's always an affirmation. So thank you again for that. Dr. Paul, you're absolutely right. You know, the first segment we talked about, you know, better resolution. So if you want to get the best, you have to be better. So better resolutions include better goal setting, and then better expectations is working on yourself first, self-accountability. And then better focus includes balancing people first, task second. And then finally, I want to share with you guys what the game changer is for a regional, district, community manager, system manager, at least anybody. This is a game changer, and this is something that sets you apart from everyone else out there in the field. If you want to set yourself out, you want to change the game, start serving others. I'm going to share with you an observation that I have found over the years, my decades of experience in, you know, leadership, that managers expect to be served, leaders serve with and for their team. Let me share that with you guys again. Managers expect to be served, leaders serve with and for their team. And this has been a game changer for me. So this sounds all idealistic, right? Not terribly practical. Well, get this. I'm going to throw some more statistics. See, Dr. Paul, I got better saying that word. So this is a great statistics from BetterUp.com, and they talk about, you know, what is servant leadership? And this, from this research, employees that work in a servant leadership environment are, get this, 4.6 times more likely to work to the best of their abilities. What? Mm. 4.6 more times likely to work to the best of their abilities if they are in a servant leadership environment. Man, to have my team work 4.6 times more, you know, to their best of their abilities, I would do anything to make that happen. And so what does servant leadership truly mean? So according to the Center of Servant Leadership, a servant leader focuses primarily on the growth and well-being of the people in which they belong. So I talked about it earlier when we talked about, you know, one of the bonuses was helping your teams get promoted. That's part of servant leadership. That's the game changer. And if you do those kinds of things, and I'm gonna share with you some things that you can do to create a servant leadership environment. But 4.6 more times more likely to have team members that working to the best of their ability by simply focusing on their growth. My goodness, what a benefit, what a game changer, right?
That's incredible.
So I'm telling you, and so here's some of the benefits. Stronger team, conducive work environment, alignment of goals, motivation, culture, decreased turnover. Oh my gosh, that's huge. And these are all from Corporate Finance Institute. This is one of their articles that talks about servant leadership. Those are some huge benefits. Now, I feel like this is a therapy session, Dr. Paul, because I'm gonna tell another story on myself. When I was a community manager, one of the biggest things that I did was I hid behind my checklist. That's all I did, you know. And I talked about, you know, the budget earlier. You know, when January rolled around, my focus was only on the budget. I did a lot of other things I'm guilty of, is like hiding behind the checklist. We got things to do, opening procedures. We've got daily checklists, daily tasks. We've got closing procedures. We've got, you know, preventative maintenances and community inspections. So we live in a tornado of checklists, and it's so easy to hide behind those checklists, and that's what I did for so many years, and that's, in my opinion, that's a big reason why I became stagnant. That's why I was, you know, a community manager for as long as I was because I hid behind the checklist. And until I started realizing that I needed to serve others, then that's where things started shifting, things started changing. So what does that mean? How do we become a servant leader as a regional, district, or community manager? Well, I'm glad you asked. So the first thing you could do is add value where you can, right? So what does that look like? You jump in and help. Don't hide behind your computer screen or checklist. It's so easy as a, you know, and I remember as a district manager or a community manager, it's so easy to hide behind that computer screen working on your checklist and then, you know, ever so often pulling your head out from behind the checklist, hollering at somebody to do something and going right back to it. But I promise you, money back guarantee, that if you're late with a report, and you tell your supervisor you are helping add value somewhere, somehow to a team member or to the big picture, I promise you, money back guarantee, they'll more than likely be okay with it. So again, this kind of goes back to our focus, our balanced focus of people first, task second. So if you're willing to serve others by adding value where you can, jumping in and helping out, not hiding behind your computer screen or checklist, you're going to make a big, big difference. The second thing you can do is listen and be aware. Just listen to your team members, listen to your residents, listen to the things that are going on. I promise you, you'll learn more by listening to your team members than you will looking at a report, and have awareness of the things that are going around you. And a big thing that you can do to accomplish that is one-on-one leadership coaching. And I know, I think one time I was on your show before, we talked about one-on-one leadership coaching. That is a game changer because it truly is serving others. You're learning about them. You're helping them get to their next goals. You're adding value to their life, their career, their personal relationship just by listening and coaching them and helping them along the way. The third thing, Paul, that we can do is actively support others so that they can learn and grow. Great things. I mean, if somebody wants to, you know, it all goes back to setting goals. If somebody wants to have a goal, a personal or professional goal, man, cheer them on. Help them out where you can. If it's a book that will help them get to their goal, man, find them that book. Get that book for them. If it's a webinar, if it's a YouTube video, whatever you can find to help add value to your team member, people first, that's a balanced approach. Get them to where they want to go. Man, that is serving others. That is the game changer. And then finally, steward what you have been placed in charge. That is such a big thing. A lot of us don't realize that as a leader, we have been placed in charge of people, buildings, residents, money, budgets. I mean, the list goes on and on. And we have to steward those things appropriately. We've got to maintain trust, create more than what we are given. So if you're able to take the things that are given to you and add more to them by adding value, by listening to them and being aware, actively supporting them so that they can grow, then you are stewarding the things that are placed in your charge. You are becoming a servant leader, and your team will be 4.6 times more likely to work to the best of their abilities. And I promise you, Dr. Paul, money back guarantee to everybody listening here, becoming a servant leader is a game changer. That is what sets you apart as a leader, and that creates a better 2023.
That's fantastic. All great information. I want to transition us, though, because, you know, I've introduced you now in the show as a transformational leadership coach, an author, and the host of the Super Fantastic Exchange, and also Director of Operational Initiatives at Steadfast Management. Let's talk quickly. We've got about 3 minutes left a little bit about those things. Let's talk a little bit about the books that you've authored, as well as how they're available, and also if someone wanted to reach out to you for some coaching, how could they could do that. And also your podcast, Super Fantastic Exchange. How can people watch it and listen to it? It's a great one. I'm a fan of it. So tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have three books available right now, all on Amazon. The first book is Living Beyond Purpose, Stories That Inspire. An amazing book. I share a chapter in the book, co-authored with a lot of other amazing leaders, and I share a chapter in there about how I went from being overweight to completing an Ironman simply by following some of the things I just shared with you guys today. The second book I wrote all by myself, yay, Super Fantastic Principles. It is Becoming a Salt of the Earth Leader. I share some great stories about people that I've connected with over the years and how they create transformational moments, which makes a huge difference in your life and people around you. Also, a Super Fantastic Process, Becoming a Salt of the Earth Leader. It's just some stories and some processes that I've realized, and I've shared some of them with you today. But in that book, The Super Fantastic Process, it really does show ways in which you can become a super fantastic leader. Again, all three of these books are available on Amazon. And Dr. Paul, I'm going to give you a sneak peek. I have a new book scheduled to come out possibly early February, maybe late this month. It's amazing. It's probably one of my greatest accomplishments, and I'm just so excited about this. But I'm just sharing with you guys first to hear it. You can also find me on my Super Fantastic Exchange. It's available on YouTube. I interview incredible leaders from all types of industries. Even Dr. Paul has been on the show. You've got to watch his episode. He's got some great stories. But this podcast, Super Fantastic Exchange, available on YouTube and LinkedIn, is just connecting with leaders and asking what inspires them. I mean, there's some great stories, great inspirations that I promise you, you listen to those interviews, those exchanges, it will transform your ways of looking at things. And if you ever want to connect with me, all my information is available on my website, thegarygregory.com. I'm happy to connect with you, coach you, whatever I can do to help you out.
And by the way, if you go to our website at multifamilyradio.com, to this episode page, there will be the logo for The Gary Gregory, and you click on that, it'll take you directly to his website. So feel free to do it. Gary, it is always great to have you on the show. As I said in the first segment, you bring the receipts with you, and our listeners love to listen and learn from your stories and your experience in the industry. So, and I enjoyed the time that you came into the studio to do a show. So next time you're in town, let's do another episode there.
Will do.
All right, fantastic. Well, that's it for this episode. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters. We'll be back next week with another great power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.